Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. BJP retains power in Arunachal Pradesh Assembly while Sikkim Krantikari Morcha makes clean sweep in Sikkim. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding 7 meetings today, including on heatwave and post-cyclone situation. India sends humanitarian assistance to Cuba, including 90 tons of made-in-India active pharmaceutical ingredients. IMD says heavy rain to continue over northeast and south peninsular India during next 3 to 4 days. And in T20 World Cup, co-hosts USA beat Canada by 7 wickets in the opening match at Dallas. Counting of votes for the assembly elections in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim is progressing smoothly. The BJP has retained power in Arunachal Pradesh after crossing the majority mark of 31 out of 60 assembly seats. In Sikkim, the ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha has also made a clean sweep after crossing the majority mark of 17 out of 32 assembly seats. In Arunachal Pradesh, results have been declared for 55 seats so far, out of which the BJP has bagged 44 seats, National People's Party 5, People's Party of Arunachal 2, Nationalist Congress Party has got 1 seat, and Independents have got 3 seats. Latest trends available so far for 5 seats show Bharatiya Janata Party leading in 2 seats, Nationalist Congress Party in 2 seats, and Indian National Congress in 1 seat. Some of the prominent winning BJP candidates in Arunachal Pradesh are former Union Minister Ninong Ehring, Dr. Mahesh Chai, Tai Nikhio, Hom Chun Ngamdam, Wang Ling Lawandong, Sering Lamu, and Chakut Abo. The BJP has also witnessed a few setbacks as sitting MLAs could not retain their seats. In Doimukh Assembly seats, People's Party of Arunachal candidate Nabam Vivek defeated sitting BJP MLA Tana Hali Tara. Similarly, in the Mebo constituency, BJP candidate and sitting MLA lost to People's Party of Arunachal candidate Okhen Tayeng. The BJP has already secured victory in 10 seats unopposed in the state assembly polls. Prominent faces among them are Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Min. In Sikkim, results have been declared for 27 seats so far, out of which Sikkim Krantikari Morcha SKM has won 26 seats. The Sikkim Democratic Front SDF has secured a win, marking its first victory in the current election in the state. Incumbent Chief Minister and SKM President Prem Singh Tamang has won from Renok constituency while he is leading in Soreng Chakung seat. SKM candidate and State Assembly Speaker Arun Kumar Upreti won from Arithang constituency. SDF candidate Tenzing Norbu Lamta registered a win over Konga Nima Lepcha of SKM from Shiari constituency. However, former Chief Minister and SDF President Pawan Kumar Chamling lost from both Poklok Kamrang and Namche Bung seats. According to the latest trend for 5 seats, Sikkim Krantikari Morcha is ahead in 5. Newly floated Citizen Action Party CAP and BJP candidates are trailing in all the seats. Polling for the 60 seats in Arunachal Pradesh and for 32 seats in Sikkim was held on the 19th of April, simultaneously with the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. The term of the 2 assemblies in the northeastern state is coming to an end today. Counting of votes for Lok Sabha elections 2024 and state legislative assemblies of Andhra Pradesh and Odisha and by-elections to assembly constituencies will be held on Tuesday from 8 in the morning. The Election Commission has said that the counting trends and results will be available on the ECI website at results.eci.gov.in as well as on the Voter Helpline app. The Voter Helpline app can be downloaded from the Google Play Store or Apple App Store. Talking to Akashvani, Chief Electoral Officer Manish Garg shared the details about the counting day preparations.
हिमाचल की चार पार्लियामेंट्री कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसी और छह असेंबली बाय इलेक्शन हुए हैं। अकॉर्डिंगली हमारे 68 स्ट्रांग रूम्स हैं और 6 स्ट्रांग रूम्स हैं एसी के लिए। टोटल लोकेशन 31 लोकेशन हैं जहां पे काउंटिंग होगी। इसके लिए सभी इंतजाम पूरे किए गए हैं। सिक्योरिटी का 3-tier सिक्योरिटी जो प्रिस्क्राइब है वो रहे, इसमें CAPS स्टेट आर्म पुलिस और डिस्ट्रिक्ट पुलिस रहेगी। जो स्ट्रांग रूम्स हैं उनके लिए CCTV कवरेज का प्रावधान भी है। पोस्टल बैलेट्स की काउंटिंग 10 लोकेशन पे ही होगी। काउंटिंग में सबसे पहले जो है वो पोस्टल बैलेट्स की काउंटिंग स्टार्ट होगी और उसके हाफ एन आवर के बाद जो है वो ईवीएम्स की काउंटिंग स्टार्ट होगी।
कांग्रेस चीफ मल्लिकार्जुन खड़गे, कांग्रेस एमपी राहुल गांधी एंड पार्टी जनरल सेक्रेटरी के सी वेणुगोपाल कन्वीन्ड अ वर्चुअल मीटिंग ऑफ ऑल पार्टी लीडर्स इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे टू चॉक आउट द फ्यूचर स्ट्रेटजीज अहेड ऑफ काउंटिंग। The meeting was attended by the party's Lok Sabha candidates, Congress Legislature Party leaders and party's Pradesh Congress Committee presidents. Congress has rejected the exit poll figures for the Lok Sabha elections issued by several private TV news channels and other agencies yesterday. Senior Congress leader Jayaram Ramesh has called the exit poll completely bogus. He reiterated that the INDIA bloc is going to get a minimum of 295 seats.
एग्जिट पोल पर कोई विश्वास रखना नहीं चाहिए। इंडिया जनबंधन को मिनिमम 295 सीटें मिलेंगे। हमारे सारे पार्टियों के नेता मिले कल, राज्यवार स्टेट वाइज उन्होंने विश्लेषण किया और इस नतीजे पर पहुंचे कि जनता हमारे साथ है। 4 तारीख को स्पष्ट और निर्णायक जनादेश मिलेगा।
On the other hand, BJP National General Secretary Tarun Chugh said that after the results, there will be an exit of arrogant and corrupt INDI alliance.
कांग्रेस गठबंधन एग्जिट पोल में अभी मृत्यु शैया पर दिख रही है। रिजल्ट के बाद देश की राजनीति में परिवारवाद, अहंकार, कुंठित मानसिकता से भ्रष्टाचार से काम करने वाले कांग्रेस गठबंधन एग्जिट होने वाला है और 2024 का लोकसभा चुनाव में आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में भारतीय जनता पार्टी एक्सीलेटर पर है।
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज। फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स अराउंड द क्लॉक फॉलो अस ऑन आवर ट्विटर हैंडल @AIRNewsAlerts।
इलेक्शन रिजल्ट्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड्स लार्जेस्ट डेमोक्रेसी बाय द ओल्डेस्ट एंड द मोस्ट ट्रस्टेड ब्रॉडकास्टर ऑफ द कंट्री।
On 4th of June, every minute's update of vote counting from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Know who took the lead and who trailed.
Accurate information from every seat, who won and who lost.
Listen to what we the people of India decided.
Tune into Akashwani Gold and other Akashwani channels for Lok Nirnay 2024.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding 7 meetings today on a wide range of topics. The first meeting to review the aftermath of the cyclone Remal, especially in the northeastern part of the country, has concluded. Sources said the Prime Minister will also hold a meeting to review the heatwave situation in the country. He will also hold a meeting to review the preparations to celebrate World Environment Day on a large scale. A long brainstorming session to review the agenda for the 100-day program will also be held by Mr. Modi. India Today dispatched humanitarian assistance to Cuba. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a consignment of 90 tons of 9 made in India active pharmaceutical ingredients, APIs, left Mundra port for Cuba. He said that the APIs will support the manufacture of essential medicines. Mr. Jaiswal stressed that the assistance reaffirms India's role as the pharmacy of the world and underlines our commitment between the two nations, India and Cuba. In Punjab, 2 goods trains collided near New Sirhind railway station in Fatehgarh Sahib district on Ludhiana-Ambala main track in the wee hours this morning. More than 51 trains on this route have been affected, while 7 trains have been cancelled. A report.
A Rupal-bound goods train was stationed at track near New Sirhind railway station when another goods train hit it from the back. The engine of one of the goods trains overturned on the adjoining track. At that time, a summer special passenger train from Kolkata to Jammu Tawi was passing from the track, but due to its slow speed, a major tragedy was averted. But 2 drivers of these trains injured and are stated to be serious. Both of them have been admitted in Patiala Hospital. The senior railway officials rushed to the spot after information. The track has been damaged badly and authorities are trying to repair the damaged track on war footing. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In Odisha, the death toll in the explosion of a stockpile of firecrackers at Puri has reached 11, with three more persons succumbing to their injuries today. At least 30 people were injured in the explosion that happened during Lord Jagannath's Chandan Yatra on Wednesday night. The 19 injured are undergoing treatment in different hospitals in Puri, Bhubaneswar and Cuttack. Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik has ordered an inquiry into the incident and has announced an ex gratia amount of 4 lakh rupees each to the next of the kin of the deceased. Meanwhile, the police have registered a suo motu criminal case and an investigation is underway. Telangana State Formation Day is being celebrated on a grand scale as the state concludes its decennial celebrations of its formation. Chief Minister Revanth Reddy received a guard of honour at the main event held at the parade grounds, Secunderabad, this morning. A state anthem, Jaya Jaya Hey Telangana, was officially released on the occasion. Earlier, he paid tributes to the martyrs who laid down their lives in pursuit of separate statehood for Telangana. Over 10 contingents of state armed forces participated in the parade and several police and senior officials were awarded on the occasion. The carnival of festivities will continue till late night at Tank Bund of Hussain Sagar too. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished the people of Telangana on the statehood day today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "Every Indian takes great pride in the state's contribution to national progress." He added that the state is blessed with a rich history and a very vibrant culture. The Prime Minister said that he is committed to continuously working for the state's growth in the times to come. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over northeast India and south peninsula India during the next 3 to 4 days. The Weather Department has also forecast a gradual fall in maximum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest and east India during the next 2 days and over central India during the next 5 days. Talking to Akashwani News, IMD scientist R.K. Janamani said western disturbance has impacted the weather, because of which temperatures will further fall.
The update from IMD for today, that is on 2nd June, is that heat wave and severe heat wave cell, which was continued for longer period, has further reduced, but the temperature has been gradually decreasing, and Delhi has recorded 44 to 46 degree temperature. Today also the temperature will be there and the heat wave will be there for northwest India and central India and also over Odisha, isolated places, but it will reduce gradually, and mainly there is a likelihood of western disturbance impacting the weather. And because of that, the temperature will further fall and the WD will impact the region during 4 to 6 June.
In sports news, the ICC T20 World Cup 2024, being jointly hosted by the USA and the West Indies, got underway in the USA today. Co-hosts USA defeated Canada by 7 wickets in the opening match at Grand Prairie Stadium in Dallas. After being asked to bat first, Canada scored 194 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. The hosts successfully chased down the stiff target of 195 with more than 2 overs to spare. For the United States, Aaron Jones and Andrews Goose scored half centuries each. Indian Grandmaster R. Pragnananda scored a massive victory over world number 2 Fabiano Caruana of the United States and made his way to the top 10 of world rankings after the end of the 5th round of Norway chess tournament in Stavanger. On the other hand, R. Vaishali continued her dream run in the women's event by defeating Ting Kei Lei of China in the Armageddon game to keep her lead on 10 points. In the men's event, Hikaru Nakamura of the United States got the better of off-color world champion Ding Li Ren of China to stretch his lead to a full point over Magnus Carlsen of Norway. With 10 points in his bag, Nakamura has a full point lead over Carlsen at the halfway stage of this $161,000 prize money tournament. Carlsen outfitted Firouzja Elireza of France from a drawn rook and pawns end game. With 5 rounds still to come, the world number 1 is followed by Pragnananda on 8.5 points. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. BJP retains power in Arunachal Pradesh Assembly while Sikkim Krantikari Morcha makes a clean sweep in Sikkim. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding 7 meetings today, including on heat wave and post-cyclone situation. India sends humanitarian assistance to Cuba, including 90 tons of Made in India active pharmaceutical ingredients. IMD says heavy rain to continue over northeast and south peninsula India during the next 3 to 4 days. And in T20 World Cup, co-host USA beat Canada by 7 wickets in the opening match at Dallas. And with that, we end the midday news.